Hello, my dear, dear friends, and welcome to the Voice Memo Diaries, a podcast where we're coming in hot, we're coming in scatterbrained, unplanned, rough. Although if I was doing like an interview, I would describe it as raw and genuine and authentic. But honestly, I have like two thoughts that I know I want to communicate, and then other than that, I'm just going to see how it goes. I've really missed making this podcast, because I feel like I say this like every other episode, but it's super cathartic for me. It feels like talking to my friends, because that's what I'm doing. But I'll get into the reasons why I haven't been making that many episodes. So I feel like the thesis of the episode is going to be like a check-in, you know, how are we feeling about the State of the Union? And then also like my philosophy on how to handle said current events, like how to not feel overwhelmed by them and sad all the time. So yeah, the first thing, okay, so earlier, a few episodes back, I kept mentioning this series that I wanted to make, and like how I wanted to get it right and how I wanted to do a really good job. And that series was supposed to be about motherhood, like maternity and that type of thing. And it was really important to me because I was like a really big reproductive justice girl. I am a really big reproductive justice girl, but I was super like active when I was in college. And it's just like the most important thing to me. Like, you know how everyone has their little niche? That's like my little niche. And the recent events, y'all, have really messed with my head. Like, I feel like I knew that it was coming because I used to work at an abortion fund back in the day, and we were kind of like prepping for this moment from like a long time ago. But, man, it really did a number on my brain to think about, like, the regression. And it more, oh, sorry. I feel like I should provide a little bit of context. I just launched into chatting. I'm talking about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And I feel like what snapped in my brain a little bit and what I haven't really been able to like figure out how to reconcile is that I feel like we were already, because of the climate, because of late stage capitalism, like because of a lot of other stuff, we were actually already hanging on by a thread. And I feel like this, in conjunction with so many other, like they're not little things, that's the thing. But it seems like little things, like we're losing our Miranda rights and there are like violent acts. I don't even want to say like the words, because the point of this podcast has never and will never be to like sit and wallow in like the world's impending doom. I feel like that's not productive. It's part of the reason why I haven't been like making episodes, because when I think about what I'm going to make an episode about, I try to make sure, I try to really reflect on, is this tone deaf? Because, you know, I'm trying to create like a positive space and talk about my feelings, my ideas, but I also feel a responsibility to like acknowledge the world around me and to make sure that I'm like a focus and active participant of that world. And I feel like there's been so much happening that it almost seems like irresponsible to make an episode about anything except for the fact that Roe v. Wade got overturned or there was like another mass, some situation. I don't want to say the word shooting. I just said it. I'm not going to say it anymore because I just feel like it brings me down. But there's just been so much happening that I feel like there's almost nothing that I can say other than to contribute to like the negativity and the noise and like the chatter. And I am not even able to intake that right now. I haven't listened to the news. I used to be like a news girl. My roommate from my apartment last year was making fun of me because like I blast used to blast NPR in the mornings. Like I used to really listen to the news constantly. I have my favorite podcast lineup. What a Day, if you need a recommendation, is a great news podcast, but I haven't listened in weeks because listening to the news makes me want to scratch my eyes out. It's like I laugh when I listen to it as if it was satire, but it's not satire. It's reality. And it makes me like spiral. So instead of focusing on the real world, I've just been focusing on my personal and individual world. Which feels selfish too, because it's like I have the privilege of being able to focus on myself and not worry day by day, play by play, what these fools are up to. I have like the money and the shelter and the time to be focused on my journaling and my prayer and my relationship with myself. But the whole reason that the news is sending me into a tailspin is because every day, I feel like more and more people are losing access to the ability to just focus on their individual world. And it's so frustrating. Oh my gosh. It's like this horrible dichotomy because I feel like I'm growing so good at resilience in my personal life and like being able to handle burden. But I feel like I'm not even really able to flex that muscle like with additional stuff for me because I feel like I have to flex the muscle holding up the additional burden that's just coming from like every day there's something. I feel like my brain is on the verge of like literally snapping. I don't know. I don't know. I also didn't want to like come here and sound very doom oriented and a little bit crazy, but I just also want to share how I've been feeling because I feel like a lot of people that I know feel this way, but it's counterproductive to just like walk around all day thinking about the fact that like you feel like the world is losing its marbles. I might have referenced this on a previous episode, but one of the best professors I had in college, one of the smartest people I ever met in my entire life. Like, I was literally in awe of this person. But she was talking about kind of like, oh, I did. I talked about it in the bimbofication episode, I think, but like kind of an intentional delusion, like a voluntary delusion. Because it's like, if I, for instance, as, I just don't want to say anything that's so dang negative, so damn upsetting. Like, but if I were to think about, for instance, like every time I walk outside, like at all moments, I'm thinking, like, I'm a woman, I could be in danger, I would never get anything done. So you have to, like, kind of turn some parts of your brain off or keep them, like, on the back burner in order to get things done. But then at the same time, that's kind of messing with your brain because a threat to my safety is actually like high priority and should be at the front, you know, if I'm going to have the thought at all. And I was talking to my therapist about this tangentially, but like always being on go in your brain about like these negative things, like always feeling like something bad can happen, puts your brain in a stressful place because your brain is not able to discern. Like, if a lion is standing in front of you, she said, or if like you're stressed about money or like your taxes or your family, like all of it feels like stress in your body, and stress is designed to keep you safe and your body is like reacting. But if you're like steeped in this stress all the time, then it wears on you. And if you're familiar with like some medical racism concepts, then you might have heard the concept that like at the ends of our DNA, there's like these little caps, and they're called telomeres, and you can kind of age a person by the length of their telomeres, just kind of just like the way you can like age a tree by the amount of rings that it has. And Black people, based on their telomeres, always seem significantly older than their white counterparts because the stress of systemic racism wears down on them and ages them faster. And I honestly don't even really know how I got to this point, but I think all of what I'm trying to get at is that I feel a guilt for not having been able to like truly engage with the outside world for a little while now. Honestly, like I've been really working on improving myself, my relationship with myself, and getting my own things done, and it has come at the cost of like truly not having the mental bandwidth to think critically about all the things that are happening to us that we are experiencing and participating in right now. Because it's just too much. And I feel bad, but I also feel like it's necessary. Like I feel it's bordering on involuntary, like it's a protection mechanism. And yeah, I first just kind of wanted to talk about that feeling and let you know that if you're feeling the same thing, then you're not alone. We're feeling that together. And I also want to briefly go over this tactic that I didn't make for this reason, but I found it to be very helpful in making me more present and grateful for the life that I have and the experiences that I am getting to have at the moment. Even like despite all of the aforementioned disasters going on. And I've shared it with a couple of my friends, and I've gotten good feedback, and I wanted to make an episode about it. But remember when I was talking about being tone deaf? I didn't want to make a frivolous episode about just like the concept is themes to your days. So I didn't want to make an episode about that when literally I kind of feel like the country that I live in is going up in flames and the whole world is really teeter-tottering on sanity. So, but basically, I don't want to. You see how it's such a slippery slope, though? Like I can just get back into that place where I'm only thinking about the negative things that happen. And I feel like it takes so much brain power to drag myself out of that place, like at every moment. And I feel like it's exhausting. But anywho, the theme days. So when I was, this is like, I came up with it maybe like 3 months ago. And it started because I was listening to the song Sunday Kind of Love by Etta James. And I thought to myself, would it be so cute if I listened to this song every Sunday? And I just like thought about it and just reflected on it. And I like kind of wanted like a little Sunday specific ritual. And then I thought, well, I could just like embody the energy of the song on Sundays. And I the reason I went there is because I really struggle to maintain like constant, like real routines. Like if I say I'm gonna do something every single week, the likelihood that I do that thing goes down substantially because now I either feel like I have to hit every single week or I'm not going to do it at all, which is a horrible trait. But I'm being honest with myself moving forward. And so I said, okay, the likelihood that you listen to this song, and that's the context that I want to, like, I want to wake up, probably like journal, maybe stretch while I'm listening to this song. And, you know, one day it's going to be Sunday and I'm going to be on vacation, or one day it's going to be Sunday. It's gonna be raining and I'm not gonna be in the mood, or I'm gonna have a meeting or something, you know? And it'll disrupt the flow. And I didn't want the flow to be able to be disrupted. So I said to myself, what if I embody the energy of the song every Sunday, even if I don't listen to it? Because the reason I was so like attracted to listening to the song on Sundays is because you know how people use Sundays as like their reset day, where they prep themselves for the week and like get everything together. I feel like that's what that song means. That song is talking about a mature type of love, not like a weekend fling or like a booty call, really. She's talking about she wants a relationship. And I feel like a relationship, a mature love, is like you take care of each other and you take care of your household in the way that she's like describing in the song. So I thought to myself, like, I will take care of myself every Sunday in some kind of way that feels like it embodies the energy of the song. So whether that be like I go grocery shopping, or I clean, or I stretch for a little bit longer, I make brunch for myself or go out with my friends, like anything that just feels mature, that feels stabilizing and grounding, like I want to do that on Sundays. And I think I started to write about it in my journal, and it also triggered this thought of like, I had been talking to my friends because I'd seen this concept online about like not living just for the weekends, like living for the weekdays too. And I really liked that. So I was like, okay, what if I make a theme for every single day? And I did. And I think it has really helped me find something to be grateful for. Which, as an aside, if you want to get into something that I like, you know how everyone has like their little wellness tips and practices and like mindset tricks? I feel like journaling gratitudes at night is like the single most transformative thing I've ever started doing. Like, to take time to vocalize and write down what I'm grateful for throughout the day makes me so much more like present and aware while I'm experiencing things, because it's almost like now that I do it, when I'm experiencing something that I know I'll recount and be grateful for later on, I'm able to clock that. So then I'm able to appreciate the moment a lot more because I know what it feels like to experience something that I know I'll be grateful for. So, like, finding gratitude in your day is fabulous. And I mention that because I feel like these little themes, they help me. It's kind of like finding gratitudes. It's like another bonus, like little thing to look for. So, in addition to finding things that I know I'll be grateful for at the end of the day, I can also find things that will fit into my theme for the day as I'm experiencing them. And I've made them for myself excessively broad because of the aforementioned lack of an ability to stick to a routine. But for yourself, I think these are highly adaptable, and I think you can just find what makes sense for you and what feels good for you. Like, I can't imagine that everyone would like my exact same themes or think that interpret my themes the exact same way that I do, but I think that's like the fun of it. So we've been through Sunday. Sunday is entitled, if we're being corny with it, a Sunday kind of love after the song. And we're embodying maturity, stability, groundedness. We're taking care of ourselves in a Sunday kind of way. So Monday, we have, what the hell is Monday? Oh, we have indulgence. And where this comes from is that Monday is obviously the worst day of the week, objectively. Like, it's not even, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And because Monday is the worst day of the week, I was thinking, let me place luxury on Monday so that it seemed like something to look forward to. Like, I'm talking like the most elaborate and luxurious thing that you might do for yourself, where you would usually do it on maybe like a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, like the weekend, do it on Mondays. Like, use your nice perfume, get ready in your robe, like do a little bit of extra makeup, do whatever makes you feel like indulgent, like you're getting ready to go to like a date or something. Okay, had to take a brief intermission to check on the pup, but we were chatting Mondays, indulgences, luxuries, and they don't even have to be. I feel like I rattled off at first things that have to do with like your appearance or your self-care in the physical, but it could be literally anything. Say you know you want to buy an indulgence, like, say you know you're gonna buy a bougie purse, like buy it on a Monday. Or say you order in one night a week, like do it on Monday. It also doesn't have to be things that necessarily cost money. Like if there's something, like if you listen to your favorite album on a Monday morning, you know, or you make pasta for breakfast instead of eggs and toast, like just do whatever feels like a treat to you, whatever feels like silk, satin, velvet, like something delicious. And I feel like just having that to look forward to will make the Monday much better. And these things build on each other. That will come into play really well on Tuesday. So let's just go there. So Tuesday's theme for me is accomplishment. And accomplishment started out as productivity for a moment. But then I was like, I don't want a whole theme of a week to be productivity because it kind of like sounds like capitalism. So I was like, okay, what do I mean by productivity? Because Tuesdays to me feel like the day where you get the most work done. You know, you're over the hump of Monday. You're like really the beginning of the week. Like there's no pretending that you can do on Thursday or Friday or maybe even Wednesday. Like Tuesday, it's like, okay, here I am. Might as well get what I'm going to get done. And I wanted to embody that, not the feeling of, not necessarily like checking things off of a to-do list, but feeling like I've accomplished what I needed to in the day. And so Tuesday's theme is accomplishment. And I try specifically on Tuesday to front load these as much as possible. So whereas the rest of the days, I usually don't like plan them out super well. Like there's some stuff that I do habitually on particular days. Like on Mondays, I like to go to a coffee shop nearby while I walk my dog and get like a little drink to sip on, like when I'm on my way back up to my apartment. But generally, I don't plan out what I'm going to do to fit the theme of the day. Tuesday, if any day, I'm planning it out a little bit more because I want to hit as many of them as I can in the morning. Because the more that you accomplish at the beginning of the day, the more you'll feel empowered and enabled to accomplish throughout the rest of the day. And it's like a snowball effect, but in a good way. So what this looks like for me is, first of all, I struggle to get out of bed every single day. I struggle to be on time to anything, but like getting out of bed in the morning is a fight for me. So getting up early, if I'm going to do it any day of the week, I want to do it on Tuesday because now I'm feeling like a superhero. Like if I get up, honestly, before 8 a.m., I feel like a superhero. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's my truth. So we've got getting up early. We're doing probably like a no-tech morning if we can, maybe stretching, maybe working out in the morning. Definitely making sure we get our journaling done. Like, and all of these things are accomplishments. I think this is important too. Like, before you dive into accomplishments that will benefit other people, front load accomplishments that will benefit you. I feel like it's so much more satisfying to me when I am later in the day, like, checking off accomplishments in like a work setting. But I know that I've taken care of myself. And that is like the largest accomplishment that I've made time and energy and effort. I've placed it towards myself. And it makes me feel like I have control over my own life, which is very comforting, actually, because in a lot of ways, due to the outside world, I feel like I don't have a lot of control over my own life or my own body, yada, yada, yada. So Tuesday, we're accomplishing. We're just embodying the energy of being like your own personal assistant or the most like together and organized and effective version of yourself. And after we do all of this amazing accomplishment, Wednesday, we rest. Because Wednesday is the middle of the week. You know what I'm saying? You've made it through Monday and Tuesday, which I know that like, it's like there's Monday and Tuesday on one side and Thursday and Friday on the other side, but getting through Monday and Tuesday is so difficult that I feel like we need to place rest on Wednesday just so we can like have the energy to make it through. Plus, if you think about it, based on like the majority of people's work weeks, they do the things that are most usually fun to them. Hold on. I'm thinking like there's a lot of noise outside. Y'all know those new little cars that look like go-karts? It was one of those. I hate those. But anyway, what were we talking about? Rest Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday are so much work. We need to recharge on Wednesday. And if you're doing the things on the weekend that make you the happiest, then you actually, like, think about most people recharge on the weekends, but then that means they're running on fumes by the time they get to the weekend when they actually are doing the things that they want to do. So that's why we rest on Wednesdays to charge ourselves up for the things that we want to do later in the week. And rest can mean whatever it means for you. So it can mean, and it does mean for me, sleeping in almost every time. Like almost every Wednesday, I'm sleeping in as late as possible. I might take a nap. I might go to bed early. I might unplug from everyone else and stop answering my phone. I might do the opposite. I might feel like rest would feel like talking to my mom for an hour or two. So I might do that. I might read a book or scroll on like a mindless social media app if that's what my brain feels like it needs, or watch a show, or do like, I like to do my nails on Wednesdays because it's kind of mindless, but kind of still like engaging, and it gives me something to be happy about when I wake up the next morning. And it's just about like acknowledging that you've done so much already. Quick tangent, but do y'all think that the week starts on Sunday or Monday? I recently changed my calendar so that the week starts on Sunday, and I think I like that better. But if that's the case, then you've made it through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday already, and you need a break. But even if you just made it through Monday and Tuesday, you probably still need a break. And here, I have to note how many times I feel like I've stumbled over my words in this episode. I don't know if I'm in my head about it because I haven't been recording these as much. And I feel like I've said this before, but I don't really edit these. So I have to rely on myself to be eloquent as I speak. And I don't think I'm doing a great job. But what did I call this at the beginning of the episode? Unpolished. Raw, vulnerable. So there we have it. And yeah, we've rested on Wednesdays, Thursday. Now, this I'm feeling like might be me specific. I don't think that Thursday is everyone's favorite day of the week, nor do I think that everyone considers themselves to be a particularly lucky person. Nor is everyone a Sagittarius. And I just happen to know that that Thursday is Sagittarius's lucky day, but it always has been my favorite day of the week. It feels like anticipation. It's like pre-Friday. You know how like the day before the vacation is almost better than the vacation itself because it's like all the excitement and nothing can go wrong yet, and it's just lovely. It reminds me of this essay that I wrote when I was trying to get into college, and it was about square. Why am I tripping up my words so much? Oh my goodness. It was about square one, like the concept of it. It was a good essay that little me wrote. Honestly, I read it the other day and I was like, dang. But anywho, Thursday, my favorite day, anticipation, excitement. And I feel like I am a lucky person and the little go-kart things, they're so loud. I hope that y'all can't hear them. I might need to listen to this episode back because it's feeling scattered at this point, like even more scattered than I intended. But anyway, on Thursday, I feel like I was saying I consider myself to be a lucky person, and I feel like my luckiest things often happen on Thursdays. So I titled my Thursdays, sometimes I call it lucky day, which is funny to me because of the artist. Or in my Cal, I think it says get lucky or something. But in essence, the day is about adventure. It's about taking risks. It's about whatever like requires a little bit of luck, whatever's a little bit exciting. So say I had an interview, if I could, I would schedule it on a Thursday. When I'm running an event at work, 9 times out of 10, I'm putting it on a Thursday. Like, it's just my favorite day. It's so pleasant. There's so much opportunity. And that one is really loose. And I think it's the hardest one for me to find things that count to go into the category. I try to find, at least in my brain, even if I don't write them down, 3 things each day that go into the day's category. But that Thursday, I struggle with because it's just so nebulous. But that's kind of the fun of it. Because really, it's fun even to try to like workshop stuff into fitting into the categories, even when you didn't intend them to be that way. And it improves, it increases my sense of gratitude and all that good stuff. So we're nearing the end, Friday. Okay, Friday's undergone a bit of a transformation for me. It started off as Modern Love Fridays because I love the Modern Love column in the New York Times, and I would love to be the type of person who reads it every Friday morning religiously, like clockwork. But I never do that. I go weeks without reading it, and then one day I remember that it exists, and then I read them all in one sitting. And then I do that same thing over and over again. And that goes back to if I tell myself I'm going to do something on a weekly basis like that, it's literally never going to happen. So then I was like, okay, I can just embody embody the energy of the column, which is kind of silly, but just like kind of like love, you know? And then it morphed into like date night because I've been really working on like dating myself, soothing myself, taking care of myself, and being self-sufficient, which doesn't mean that I don't turn to other people for help. I actually feel like I'm more capable of turning to my support system for help than I ever have been, but it's because I'm more aware of when I need their help and what type of help I need from them because I go to myself first, which I didn't used to always do before. And I really try to like have an open dialogue with myself and communicate with myself. So as a result, we have another day. This Monday and Friday are kind of like similar. They're very like treat yourself type days. But Friday, I think I already said that the title for that one is date night, but it in essence means like kind of like the things you go above and beyond for yourself. Like the things that people want out of a partner, like do them for yourself on a Friday. So if you want someone to take you to like an art gallery, whether you have a partner or not, because sometimes like you have things that you dream about that you're not even able to vocalize, or there's things that you don't even know that you want out of your partner, even if you have one. And I think it's important, like whether or not you're in a romantic relationship, to have the ability to know yourself, know your desires, and satisfy them. And I feel like there's such an emphasis. I feel like the popular culture has been talking about this recently, but there's such an emphasis on romantic relationships. And they're kind of like fashioned as something that can fill this very particular void. And I kind of don't ever want to feel like I need a particular thing from someone else to fill any void in myself. Because then I feel like the relationship becomes maybe transactional or maybe a means to an end or something other than really appreciating that person for who they are and like who we are together. All these little tangents. I like them though. I think I'm gonna keep them in. If anyone wants to give me feedback on this episode and inform me that it's too scattered, I'm very open to that. Ain't nothing but a word, but I think I'm just gonna leave it like it is. But anywho, so this for me means like, if there's a new restaurant that I want to try on a Friday, I will take myself to said restaurant. I will walk the scenic route home. I will buy myself a treat. I will maybe get flowers or put on my favorite perfume or do my hair in a really cute way or spend extra time on my makeup or like take a picture of myself. I might, date night also can be like with other people. So I might like meet up with a friend or like have a little FaceTime date, call someone that I love, like all of those things that like feel like love, feel related to love, feel related to like supporting yourself and being there for yourself. Those are date night things. Those are Friday things. And then finally, we have Saturday, which I like to call, what is it called? It's called Soak in the Sun Saturdays, I think. And what it means is what it sounds like, but it's kind of based on like, you know how Saturday is like arguably, it's not my favorite day, but it's arguably the best day because it's like the day where you had no responsibilities the night before and you're not going to have any responsibilities that night. And it's just like the most free. And you know, when you're like at the beach or something, or at an amusement park, or at a, like an outdoor concert on a Saturday, and you just kind of like close your eyes and feel the sun on your skin and you're like, wow, this is just a really good day. I wanted to try to replicate that feeling every Saturday and just kind of like take a moment for stillness and for gratitude and to just like be present and really feel the emotion of like freedom and like lack of responsibility and opportunity and like all of the things that Saturday kind of bring to me, and just kind of like sit there and soak in the sun, metaphorically, physically, if you can, because actually, like, just being in the sun, being with my face to the sun with my eyes closed is, like, such a therapeutic experience for me, but it can be metaphorically, too, but just, like, anything, a dance party around your apartment to your, like, favorite songs, or, like, listening to some throwbacks, or taking extra time to journal, or like just anything where you stop and just like reflect and like, yeah, I really like my life. And that concludes our week, our themed week. And I hope it doesn't sound, this is what I mean about being tone deaf. I hope it doesn't sound frivolous or like silly, because I'm kind of at a point, honestly, where I think I might feel like anything that has to do with taking care of like just me feels silly because the outside world has so much so much at play. But I think this technique, amongst a lot of others, has really helped me become like a better person, honestly. A more like resilient and focused and self-aware person. And I think that that will make me more useful and is making me more useful in the ways that I'm attempting to contribute and like be a part of the change that I so desperately would like to see. Desperately. So yeah, I hope everyone has been doing okay and feeling a little less hopeless than I have, honestly. But even if you haven't, it's okay. We're gonna make it through. And I think you should give the theme week a try. If not even like the whole week, you could start with a day and like go from there and see how you like it. But I think it really makes a big difference for me. It feels like so comforting and so fun. And I really appreciate doing it, and I feel like you would as well. So, yeah, let me know if you have any thoughts about how all over the place this episode was, or the current events, or if you try the themed week. I'll link, as always, I'll link the email that you can talk to me at, and it's linked in the bio of the show too. If you like this show, if you like this podcast, I know you like this podcast if you made it this far into this particular episode, because I can tell that this episode is a mess. I'm trying so hard. I'm not trying that hard. I'm trying a medium amount to polish it up, but I kind of like the feeling of just saying what I want to say. But if you're still here, I know you like the podcast, and I need you. I'm begging. I'm begging you to leave a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or whatever the hell. Because whenever I see a review or a rating, it literally makes me smile for days. Please, I'm begging. It also helps the podcast a lot. Like, that's why all the people who make podcasts are always begging for reviews, because it'd be boosting you. So, yeah, that would be great. I would really appreciate you if you did that. It would make my day. And as always, I hope that you're doing well. I hope that, you've enjoyed listening to this episode, and I appreciate you for allowing me to talk to you for a little while. And I hope that maybe just listening or implementing the themed weekdays, highly recommend, but I hope that any tactic that works for you these days helps you get a little bit closer to your dream self, because I feel like that's the way to make it through. So, thank you for listening. Bye.